on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, well, welcome back into ABQ Connect. You know, not only do I want to thank our guest, Jody, who is just in here, and our next guests who are preparing to talk to. Thank the Lord for putting these shows together with content that is something you can put to use, you can support. It's just such a win-win-win. It's good content for the radio station. It's good information for you as a listener to find these organizations that you can be active in or support or let others know about and really just further the work of the kingdom that God would have us do. So thanks thanks to all. And that thanks, of course, extended to the Harpers. Chuck and Cindy are here from the Navajo Nation. And I always forget to say, you're near Gallup.
We're just north of Gallup in Window Rock, Arizona.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful place.
Steve, it's so good to be here again. We just love coming here. This campus is beautiful. Studios here are beautiful, and all these New Mexico listeners are beautiful too.
Well, and we appreciate you know the time you guys take, because when you're in town, you often reach out and you bless us by letting us know more about what's happening. And you know, I do this almost every time, Chuck, but I want to, because many people, you know, there's always new listeners or people who didn't catch us when you were on with us before. Tell us a little bit about the history of Across Nations. You know, I mean, the generations, really. It's been doing work for a long time.
You know, Steve, this is kind of fun. Well, part of it's fun. My mother just passed away this past year, just a couple of months ago. We've been going through a lot of the old family pictures and things and talking to some of the old-timers that have been around there for so long. Howard Clark was our founder. He came to the Navajo Nation in 1906.
Wow.
Started traveling around the reservation on his horse and buggy, and he had a group of men that he had with him and taught them the Bible narrative. And he said, okay, guys, well, you just learned in English and you're translating for me. Go teach it in these communities tonight. And so a number of churches were started all across the Navajo Nation, back starting in Flagstaff. Then the first missionary base was in Tolcheco, where the Johnston family was. Now, the Johnston family, if you've ever heard of the Navajo Code Talkers,
yeah.
Johnston grew up in that environment right there. So he was one of the
beautiful country out there. That's northeast Arizona.
Yeah,
it's just gorgeous.
Just west of Flagstaff.
Okay.
Or east of Flagstaff.
Yeah.
So our mission kind of started by just doing church planting work. First church plant there was in Tolcheco, then went to Tuba City, Chinle, then eventually ended up in Window Rock, where we live today.
Of course, Chinle, for those, for years, I didn't say Chinle, I said Canyon de Chez.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Most people don't even say that right.
I know. What did they say, Canyon de Shelley?
Yeah, or, you read it.
Yeah. But just beautiful, beautiful country.
Oh, it really is. Some of the most breathtaking places.
So ministry continued from that time.
It continued. Today we just finished our probably 60 years of elementary education.
Wow.
We had about 70 kids all the way from preschool through eighth grade. Had our soccer team this year. I got to coach that. That was a lot of fun. And we had
I can't tell you how important that. I was out this weekend watching my grandchildren are involved with the sports ministry here.
Yeah.
And I was watching the coaches, guys like you, Chuck, and how much
I'm probably in better shape.
Well, but you know what? The love and attention they're putting into these kids, this is stuff that kids remember for a lifetime, so thanks, Chuck. It wasn't my kids, but it was the next generation, and you invested, and you continue to do that.
Oh, well, it is such an important thing to do, and I'd encourage anybody to get involved with youth, and especially sports. You know, I used to be on a youth council with the National Network of Youth Ministries. We learned in a survey that we did, it takes 5 people to invest in the life of one student to really make a difference.
Wow.
That 5 could be, well, maybe a parent, but a coach is usually one of them, school teacher, parole officer.
Yeah.
You know, the neighbor down the street. Somebody just cares about these kids. And
yeah,
the
youth pastor.
One of them need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And when I, you know, when you said that, I started thinking it was parents, mm-hmm. teacher, a youth pastor, young mm-hmm. life. I was a young life kid.
Yeah.
Some other friends from church that mentored. So that mentorship is mm-hmm. is so important. And Cindy, you've been involved with the school for
with Hilltop,
yeah,
Hilltop Christians,
and you've done that. Yeah. So you poured into the lives of these kiddos.
A blessing,
And it
you
is.
See her on the playground.
pretty mean at Foursquare.
Oh yeah, I got.
Ball. Do they even play Foursquare anymore?
They do.
Okay.
Well, we have the place to play it. I don't think I've seen him play in a while.
We have a great stagecoach to climb on.
Yeah. But you continue to, and the radio ministry has grown, you know, and briefly, I mean, you've really seen God do a work there, not only, you know, with what you essentially inherited in way of ministry, but what God's continued to do in way of really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Radio has really proven itself over and over again to be a wonderful tool. COVID just opened the doors for a new insight as to how we were able to communicate with people in these lost canyons, you know, far from internet, far from a phone, and you can just talk to them. Just yesterday, I think we were sitting around in our staff meeting. We got a call from a couple that was stranded on Navajo Mountain, Utah. Now, if you don't know where that is,
I don't.
By Lake Powell.
Okay.
Everybody knows where Lake Powell is.
Tallest mountain out there.
But we have our newest station is on Navajo Mountain, and that was a miracle the way that came about, but God just kind of dropped it in our lap. This guy called us and he said, I know you were doing so much during COVID. He said, I was going to retire on my houseboat and run my station from the houseboat. It's up here on Navajo Mountain. And after COVID, nobody's coming here anymore. The coal mine shut down. There's hardly any tourists. Would you like the station? I'll sell it to you for what I put into it. And he said, the only people up here anyway are these Indians that are locked away in these canyons, and they're far remote, and they're not a market. I said, he said, but I think you might be interested.
Yeah, they are to you.
I said, absolutely. Yeah. And so we bought that station, put it on the air, and we probably are getting more response from KPGX Navajo Mountain than any other radio station
right now
we have.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in our staff meeting yesterday, and we get this call, and this lady says, there's a family, or at least a mom and four kids. They were hiking around the Rainbow Bridge Trail, and they came up the east, north, whatever, south, whatever side it was on the mountain, and there was a landslide, and the lady broke her foot, and we can't get anybody to go rescue her. Could you put that on the radio?
Wow.
And lo and behold, somebody was listening. They got their horses. They went down there and brought her back.
And thank you, Lord, for giving you the opportunity to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, Chuck and Cindy Harper are our guests from Across Nations. Go to acrossnations.cc to find out more about the ministry. Great website, by the way. You can navigate that and find out a lot more than what we're talking about. Can you guys stay with us through the break?
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk more about some of the things coming up just around the corner with Across Nations. That's after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We're in the midst of a conversation with Chuck and Cindy Harper from Window Rock, New Mexico at Across Nations, acrossnations.cc. And so much we already touched on, churches that have been planted over the years through the ministry, the Hilltop School, which, by the way, you just had graduation.
We
sure did.
Yeah.
Dude, yes. I think we have the happiest kids in town at Hilltop, no doubt. Yep.
The radio ministry that continues to thrive. And we're going to, you know, just to tease real quick, we got about 8 minutes. We're going to be talking about the GAP program and the Pastor's Prayer Breakfast and some of the employment opportunities and other ways you can help the ministry with some of the needs they have with, you know, personnel. You may even be able to help them remotely with. But, Chuck, the new radio studios, I didn't want to let that go.
Well, we just are so happy because just about a week ago, we got our certificate of occupancy. We have a group of engineers. One of them is a retired radio station owner from Puerto Rico, and he just loves Christian radio. He's given us a month of his time to come put all the wires and connectors together. My goodness.
He's still doing the old punch boards?
We have the old punch boards.
They work.
Yeah, they do. And we've got five radio stations out of one studio, and that's just, to me, it looks like a nightmare. And he's encountering all kinds of, I don't know how we could say it, but spiritual warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Just things that continually happen with wires. You know, how can that happen? But, you know, the enemy can get in and create havoc in all kinds of ways. But we're thrilled. We're in our new radio station, and radio and people say, we should be on the air in our new studio in about 2 weeks. And so
when they say that, you say about, you saw a month.
Well, we know how that goes because this building has been under construction for 5 years.
And it's not your first rodeo, right? Right, Chuck?
That's right.
Moving on, the gap year program in Cortez that you're planning. What is that all about?
Well, Cindy and I were in youth ministry for most of our adult life. People still laugh and think, are you an adult? But anyway, we saw so many students that would do well in high school. Navajo Nation students, reservation kids. When they were a part of a youth group, when they were part of a community, they did really well. When they left high school, a lot of them had scholarships, had opportunities to go on to get a degree. A lot of them just started going back into their old ways. Mom and dad, or one of them, usually never have two parents at home, who would say, you know, if they go to college, they're going to take all the money we need for a new truck. Yeah. Or I'd lose my job at the laundromat if they go away to college.
These are real concerns.
And it is. And if they leave for college, they're not going to come home. There's no jobs on the reservation. And so a lot of these young people had grown up in an environment where they never learned to do basic life skills. They just grew up eating Fritos and Dr. Pepper from the convenience store, and they never learned the basics of life, let alone to fill out a job application. So we've been dreaming for years about having a year program for these young adults to go to, where they can be part of a family, part of a community, learn how to start a job, learn how to cook good food, how to budget, how to do the important things, just your basic life skills that you normally would learn at home. And so another long story we could tell you all afternoon, how God provided this campus. It used to be called the Christian Discipleship Center in Cortez.
Okay.
It was set up to be an alcohol treatment program, and they just weren't getting the people they needed or the funds to keep the program going. It came to our office one day and said, Chuck, do you know anything that we could do at this campus? I said, yes, I do. And so we explained to it. He said, I love it. Would you talk to our board about that? And so I did. The board said yes. And then they said, here's a catch. You can have the campus if you'll run that program. I said, no, that was your job. And he said, well, you're not doing it.
You've gotten real good as a ministry leader at the knee-jerk reaction. Can you use, yes, we can. We'll find a place to make this work, and God will fill in the gaps.
Go where he leads.
No pun intended.
Right.
So that's going to be happening in Cortez. People can be praying about that. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I mentioned the website at acrossnations.cc. It is a nonprofit organization, and you'll find right at the top page, like most nonprofit organizations, including KLYT, a place to donate to assist them financially. Other ways you can assist, some employment opportunity you have right now. I have a job, Chuck. Otherwise, I might be talking to you. But you're in need of a radio manager.
We really do.
And more specifically, what do you need in that position?
Well, we need somebody that understands business, understands ministry, and could put those two together and supervise people and help. And we've got lots of good volunteers. We've got people just want to help. But we need some people that know and understand what radio is and how that works. And so somebody that can come in and say, you know, I'll help supervise and train the people and get them, put them in the right place.
Yeah. And administration, I mean, anyone like myself or you know there's a lot, you know, there's a relationship between terrestrial radio and the federal government.
That's right. Yeah.
And it requires attention. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that attention anymore is found on those stations' website, which you could use assistance. Your website looks great, by the way, but you had mentioned the need for someone who could help with some things on the website.
That's right. Our website is kind of outdated. And we want to put more of our current things on there. There's nothing on our website yet about our Gap Year program.
Yeah.
There's no pictures of our new studio there yet. You know, we just want to do some things like that. Maybe we can get some back updates to streaming our music and our radio someday soon. We'd like to start an online radio station for native young people.
Yeah.
That's all mostly, not all, but mostly native artists, musicians.
Uh-huh.
And people could listen to that anywhere in the world. And we think that'd be another great part of our radio ministry.
If someone is listening to either of those, either, you know, they're thinking of themselves or I got a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
They could call us or send us an email. Our email is, my personal email is chuck.harper@acrossnations.cc. Or you could even just send it to radio@acrossnations.cc. And we'll be glad to connect with you that way. We also have a mission text line, 505-391-5225. And we have listeners texting in there all the time. And it's kind of our request line, but we also can get back with people through that as well.
All right. And as I mentioned to you off the air, this is your megaphone. I want you to be able to, you know, you reach the Navajo Nation. KLYT reaches a good portion of New Mexico, reaching to Las Cruces, Cannon Air Force Base and Portales, Clovis, and of course, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque. Cindy, anything we've left out you could think of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got probably about a minute.
Okay. I think that we ought to mention that we have some excellent teachers at Hilltop Christian School, but we're really looking for somebody for junior high to be a teacher. Actually, this year even would be great, or just even if it was just science and math, we really would love to have somebody with the cool factor. Junior high.
Okay, I'm out of that one too.
No, Steve, it'd be great. That'd be fun. And some administrators too. We have a part-time principal, believe it or not, and he's been doing an excellent job. But we'd really like somebody to be hands-on full-time with us as the principal for Hilltop School, which will be K through 8 next year. We're going to drop the preschool because there's so many free Head Start programs out there.
Yeah. So great opportunities to be a part of what's happening with the Cross Nations in Window Rock. As you can hear, we are out of time. Chuck Harper, Cindy Harper, I count you as friends and family and appreciate all that you're doing out there. Always love to get the FaceTime. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And as we say in Navajo,
thank you. Ahead. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.